Football fan or not, all Western New York natives know the Buffalo Bills and the one name synonymous with the team.
Ralph Wilson Jr. grew up in Detroit, Michigan. He graduated from the University of Virginia and served on minesweepers during World War II.
Ralph, the story of the man who brought the NFL to Buffalo, premieres tonight at 8 on WNED-TV.
It was a privilege to serve your country, I think.
Much of the history of the Buffalo Bills can be viewed through box scores and league standings. Even grainy YouTube videos offer a glimpse of the earliest days of the franchise. The complex story of the man behind the team, Detroit native Ralph C. Wilson Jr., has largely gone untold. The producers of the documentary, Ralph, worked to bring his layered story into the spotlight.
He brought Buffalo its biggest link to the big time. The Buffalo Bills are a connection that Buffalo would otherwise lack with something huge and national.
Vic Carucci, the veteran sports writer who has covered the Bills and the NFL for decades, is among those who bring perspective to Ralph, an owner whose football franchise is as interwoven with the social fabric of this region as lake effect snow. It's that team, the Buffalo Bills, that has brought joy, heartbreak, and memorable characters to Western New York, many of whom have shared their feelings in the making of Ralph.
We had an owner that did everything for us, everything for the city. That's the only thing that's really missing out of this whole story, out of Mr. Wilson's life, is that we, as players, could not bring the ultimate championship to a great owner, a great friend, a great person like Mr. Wilson.
Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas, whose football journey began as a child in Texas and now has become the unlikeliest spokesman for Buffalo, his adopted hometown of nearly 30 years. The documentary mines perspective from a variety of Wilson peers, business colleagues, family members, historians, an NFL commissioner, and the eloquent Harvard-trained Hall of Fame coach Marv Levy.
If I was the final piece, I'm complimented, but it was an owner like Ralph Wilson, a general manager like Bill Polian, the director of player personnel, John Butler, all came together, and it was just a delight.
The story also tackles the difficult dynamic of keeping football alive in Buffalo, a market rich on passion, but perhaps poorest in discretionary dollars. Opening a new stadium in 1973 was tough. Convincing taxpayers for tens of millions of dollars of upgrades through the years required the stern, soft-spoken negotiating stance Ralph Wilson mastered through the years. The result, a $25,000 investment in 1959, enjoyed exponential return.
Ralph Wilson Jr.'s vision came into focus after his passing and the sale of the Buffalo Bills. Proceeds from the $1.4 billion sale funded the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, helping the two cities he loved, Detroit and Buffalo.
And helping to share those benefits through the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation is the person who grew closest to the man at a time when he was best positioned to best understand his fortune and success, his widow, Mary Wilson.
I met Ralph at a wonderful time in his life. Everything was really coming together for him. He was 71. I was 45, and I unfortunately did not really know what I was getting into, this incredible game of football, and this journey I would be going on. Looking back on it, I think I wish I could do it all over again so that I could appreciate it even more.
Ralph premieres tonight at 8 on WNED-TV. The documentary helps us to understand that Ralph C. Wilson Jr. was more than just a football owner. Just as Western New York has grown to understand the Buffalo Bills are more than just a football team. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.